Now let's continue our study with this novel thought that I have, this theory that I have that you don't have to buy, but I find it quite compelling or interesting, that there's something missing in Daniel chapter 8. That is two verses, one saying that a bull came after the he-goat. Remember, there's a ram, Medo-Persia, he-goat, Greece. There should be a bull representing pagan Rome. But it's missing. And I mentioned the little parable that if you saw a fence post 10 feet apart and suddenly there was a 20-foot gap and you looked and there was a hole at the 10-foot mark, you would know that there used to be a fence post, but now it's missing. So we see a hole here in chapter 8 and something is missing. You know, during the Dark Ages, there were few copies of the Bible. And of course, it was all handwritten. And it would not have been difficult to imagine that during that period of time, that the power to be recognized itself in Bible prophecy and altered or took out what pointed to it. That's not just a theory of mine, but it's actually taught by theologians and evangelists saying this is why symbols are used rather than plain language, because the power mentioned would have removed the implicating verses. So let's go back here to verse 8. Then the male goat magnified himself exceedingly, but as soon as he was mighty, the large horn was broken, and in its place there came up four conspicuous horns toward the four winds of heaven. Next verse. And out of one of them came forth a rather small horn, which grew exceedingly great toward the south, toward the east, toward the beautiful land. Now this small horn, the one that started small and grew great, parallels in its activities the little horn of Daniel 7, which represents the papal power or the church of the Dark Ages. So somehow we've skipped pagan Rome. But let's look at verse 9 again. Out of one of them, now this is a problem to many interpreters of the Bible. Those who are preterists, actually most of Christianity today, interprets this as preterism. Preterism, remember there's three ways to interpret prophecy. Preterism means that it happened way long ago. Historicism means the vision took place in the time of Daniel or John and swept forward toward the end of time. And futurism means that everything is going to happen during the 7 years before Jesus comes. And so in interpreting this passage, most theologians today, most Bible interpreters are preterists. That is, they say out of one of them, the them means one of the four horns toward the four winds of heaven. And those four horns represent the four kingdoms of Greece. Out of one of those kingdoms of Greece comes a small horn which grew exceedingly great. And so they say, well, this was Antiochus Epiphanes. He did some terrible things. He subdued Israel. He profaned the temple. He sacrificed a pig on the altar. He did these terrible things. And so they say this was interpreted way back then. And when you come to verse 14, when it says for 2,300 evening mornings or days, then the sanctuary will be cleansed. They take those as literal days, in other words, a period of about 7 years, and some of them divided up into 1150 days, which would be half of that time, since it says evenings, mornings, in other words, 1150 evenings, 1150 mornings, making 1150 days, which is approximately the time that Antiochus Epiphanes reigned or did his thing. And so this is a common interpretation today. I don't buy into that interpretation. I'm a historicist. I believe that the 2300 days or 2300 evenings, mornings, by the way, in the book of Genesis, an evening and a morning were one day. And so when you have 2300 evening mornings, you have 2300 prophetic years. This is a long period of time. And it represents many aspects of the vision, which we will talk about more in the next segment. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.